It's all over. The full-time whistle has gone, and Harps have earned a valuable point against the league leaders, Cork City. Cork City haven't dropped too many points this season so far. Just the two, a draw against Cove Ramblers a few weeks back. Other than that, they'd won every match, 7 out of 8 games. But they have they've drawn this one here tonight against a hard-working, well-organised Finn Harps team. And credit to them, they were under the cosh for a fair amount of that second half, but they held out, defended ever so well, and Barbosa in the Finn Harps goal has had another good game. That's a second clean sheet in a row. Made a couple of good stops tonight, some very, very important saves at important times in this game, and that has helped Harps to what is a draw. So yeah, Cork City lead the way after 8 games. They move on to 20 points, and the gap between them and second place Bray Wanderers is out to 5, because Bray Wanderers lost tonight away to Wexford. So that's a bit of a surprise. Harps will go to Bray Wanderers on Monday evening. In the Premier Division, Derry City have conceded against Galway United. That's the second goal conceded. So Galway leading there by 2-1. The big news in the Premier Division tonight is that the leaders Bows drawing at Drogheda United deep in injury time in that game as well. Dundalk look to have taken the points at Talca Park at Shelburne. They're leading 3-2 late in that game. And St. Pat's have beaten Sligo Rovers by 4-1. Waterford and Shamrock Rovers have drawn 1-1. As it stands, St. Pat's will lead the way in the Premier Division. And in the First Division, well, Harps will be safely in the playoffs after this good result tonight. That's a decent performance from Kevin McHugh's team. They'll be delighted with that. They go to Bray on Monday. That's bank holiday Monday. Then they're back home again next Friday night against Cove Ramblers here in Balvafay. So been a good night for Harps. Well done to them. They played well. They were well organised, as I say. Frustrating high-flying Cork City, who will go back down the road, make the long journey south with just a share of the spoils here tonight in Balvafay, where it's finished. Finn Harps 0, Cork City 0.